WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An Israeli airstrike hitting a tent camp in the courtyard of a crowded hospital in central Gaza today, killing two Palestinians and wounding another 15, according to journalists working nearby. An AP journalist witnessed the strike outside the hospital where thousands of people have sheltered. Pope Francis, meanwhile, delivering his Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square, the 87-year-old pontiff calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Authorities in Indianapolis investigating a shooting that left seven minors hurt. Metro Police Deputy Chief Tanya Terry says all of those injured are between 12 and 17 years old.
It is extremely concerning to us that so many of our young people have been victims of gun violence.
All those injured in stable condition, no arrests have been made. Engineers in Maryland now working on the daunting task of removing what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Crews working to cut up sections of the twisted steel. This is ABC News. Fast food workers in California entitled to a higher minimum salary starting Monday. ABC's Brian Clark with details.
As $20 an hour minimum wage for most fast food employees in California takes effect on Monday, Alex Johnson, who owns Auntie Anne's and Cinnabon establishments in the Bay Area, says it'll hurt.
We're no longer hiring. We're not backfilling positions. We're not growing in the state anymore. We're not expanding more locations.
But University of California labor economist Michael Reich says
employees have had it very good. Profits are high.
He says that gives them room to absorb any losses. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Still no winner. The Powerball jackpot continues climbing after no one matched all six numbers on Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday's April Fool's Day drawing will be worth a, no joke, $975 million. No one's won the lottery's top prize since New Year's Day, meaning the number of consecutive drawings without a winner is now at 38. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An Israeli airstrike hitting a tent camp in the courtyard of a crowded hospital in central Gaza today, killing two Palestinians and wounding another 15, according to journalists working nearby. An AP journalist witnessed the strike outside the hospital where thousands of people have sheltered. Pope Francis, meanwhile, delivering his Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square, the 87-year-old pontiff calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Authorities in Indianapolis investigating a shooting that left seven minors hurt. Metro Police Deputy Chief Tanya Terry says all of those injured are between 12 and 17 years old.
It is extremely concerning to us that so many of our young people have been victims of gun violence.
All those injured in stable condition, no arrests have been made. Engineers in Maryland now working on the daunting task of removing what's left of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Crews working to cut up sections of the twisted...
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
New York